If you take one thing from this module, I hope that it's to recognise how widely interpreted authenticity is, and to acknowledge that if you're going to use it in the workplace, either as an encouraging motto or a lens for your strategy, that you need to come to a consensus on what it means with the people it affects. On that note, as much as we'd like to ponder this subject for hours, we've put together some tips for encouraging authenticity, which you can feel free to use to construct a plan of action. But if you do want to go and sit cross-legged on a mountain for a bit, that's fine too. Act on your values. If your take on authenticity is living according to the values and beliefs that you hold most dear, and that personal goals will emerge from these, your first step is to identify your core values, and then to commit to living and working to them. You then need to set goals that align with these. Sometimes you might have to make an ethically challenging decision, and this is where knowing your core values will help you do the right thing as you see it. Try to get perspective on how you're specifically acting on your values rather than just articulating them. Mind the gap. There may be a gap between your values and actions, but another gap you'll want to mind is where or who you are now and where you want to be. By acknowledging whether we think we're being too removed or aggressive or flippant, we can plan an action to move away from that and towards our behaviour goal. Rather than trying to leap the void in one go, choose one aspect, audience or behaviour at a time to monitor. This might be summed up in a single word like openness or assertiveness or leadership meetings. It will help you focus on small steps to keep you moving in a positive direction rather than feeling overwhelmed and removed from your own authenticity. Be accountable. Analyze the daily choices that you make. You may feel you authentically and intuitively know what the right and wrong choices are, and you should certainly listen to your conscience if it tells you that something is wrong, but don't forget to challenge your own habits and assumptions so that if you need to, you can adjust them and be authentically accountable for your evolution. Speak openly. This is a reminder about brutal honesty versus helpfully truthful communication. We can all say what we mean while respecting the needs and feelings of others. But this is also about clarity. Don't drop hints, use passive aggression or jargon. Asking people to tell you what they understood from your comments is a good way to avoid misunderstandings. And if you've committed to something openly, then seeing it through will support your reputation for authenticity.